Listening Library presents Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen. This is Jazz Jennings. This book is dedicated to those kids who have lost their lives because they couldn't live as their true, authentic selves, and to trans youth worldwide who are paving the way for those who follow. Chapter 1. When is the good fairy going to come with her magic wand? When did you first know? I get asked a lot of questions about my life, and that's the one that comes up the most. The answer is easy. Ever since I could form coherent thoughts, I knew I was a girl trapped inside a boy's body. There was never any confusion in my mind. The confusing part was why no one else could see what was wrong. When my mom, Jeanette, got pregnant with me, she was convinced she was going to have a girl. At her baby shower, her friends all crowded around her belly and did the necklace test, that old-timey trick that's supposed to predict what kind of baby a woman is going to have. You hold a necklace with something heavy attached to it, like a pendant or a ring, over a pregnant belly, and if it swings back and forth, it means she's having a boy. If it moves in a circle, a girl is supposedly on the way. This witchy little version of a gender test ultrasound nailed it with every single one of my mom's pregnancies. It just took a little longer for everyone to realize the fetus fairies actually got it right with me. When mom was pregnant with my older sister, Ari, she and my dad, Greg, had just moved to Florida so he could start his law practice. She only had a few new friends at the time, so she didn't have an official baby shower, but still did the necklace test with her pals from Lama's class. It circled around, and mom gained a lot of weight, she tells me mostly in her face and butt. When she got pregnant again with my twin brothers,